Hello again, friends, and welcome back to the NLCC Holy Week Reflections podcast. This is Darcy, and I am here with you on Tuesday, ready to pause and reflect together. Today's reflection is from Christy Benick, the Family Ministries Director at our Yorkson campus, and her reflection today is called Be Alert, Keep on Loving the Lord. Let's hear from Christy together.
Matthew 22:37-39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Tuesday, a day that falls in the middle of the week and yet was a very full and significant day for Jesus in his final week on his journey to the cross. Jesus knew the precious moments that he had left to impart his final words and parables to his followers. From the temple to the Mount of Olives, he called out religious leaders, he foretold of the destruction of the temple, and he told of end times. The days to come would not be easy. There would be false prophets and temptations to become focused on things that were not important. He gave strong warnings and told of persecution that would come. But he also offered hope. He was building something new that could not be destroyed. Jesus' disciples were concerned about knowing the details of when Christ would begin to reign. He directed them to be more concerned about remaining watchful and to be prepared. They would need to stay on guard in a world full of distractions and false prophets. Keeping our watch today for Jesus can be pushed aside with our busy schedules. And we can also be easily deceived. Our best way to keep our focus on Christ is to be in his word and to do battle through prayer. We also remember the greatest commandment that Jesus left, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. We were created to love the Lord. We are commanded to love the Lord, and we find purpose and blessing in loving the Lord. We love the Lord and how we posture our days and how we love those that God has brought across our path in life. We do this faithfully knowing that he is coming back. Dale Johnson says, "For if we know what the future holds, it determines the choices we make in the present." If you know the number of days you had left, how intentional would you be with that time? Who or what are you spending your time loving? Take time to sit and listen at the feet of Jesus, just as disciples did that Holy Tuesday 2,000 years ago. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the head of the church, the one who in his great mercy came to establish a new order. May we have hearts full of joy and hope as we keep our eyes focused on you. But above all, would you remain our first love? Help us to love you and love others well, that the world may know we are your disciples by our love.